Now let's travel to a New York City landmark with the help of a guide.
As we near 88th Street, the circular concrete building reveals itself in full magnificence. It's the Solomon R. Guggenheim Museum.
That's the Guggenheim Museum's audio guide there. It's called Mind's Eye, and it's a compilation of New York voices describing the iconic building designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. Karen Bergman of the Guggenheim Museum calls it a meditative experience.
I remember in one listening session, someone said that hearing these tracks really made them homesick for the museum. It really does bring people directly there.
This is the Guggenheim's Rotunda.
At the base of the spiral ramp, a 1/4 mile path unfolds in front of us in ever-widening loops.
The concrete everywhere inside is painted and appears white, though really what we experience is brightness.
Mind's Eye has become a tool for people to use during the pandemic. It allows them to visit the museum, even though it's closed. It was actually made for a different purpose, for people who are blind or have low vision. Actor Merrilee Talkington is one of the narrators and herself is legally blind.
I mean, of course I've felt left out. I feel left out in almost every space that I go into. That's just part of moving through the world as a blind, low vision person, as a disabled person. I mean, our physical architecture of the world excludes us.
Listening to this tour of the Guggenheim Museum, Talkington says she is transported.
I love these moments when they were talking about the low walls and how they weren't smooth.
It's not perfectly smooth, but feels very comfortable in our hands.
That's the voice of actress Maggie Gyllenhaal narrating there.
Running our hands over it, we find it's pitted and uneven, like an orange peel or a cantaloupe, due to the many layers of paint used to touch up the walls to keep them bright.
I feel that I'm able to access what most people visually access. The sensory guide, I feel is for us, it's for my community, but it's actually for everybody.